One of these days, I'm gonna leave. One of these days, I'm going home. I'm gonna take my final journey. I'm gonna rest neath heaven's blue dome. Stepping on the clouds and we'll see Jesus rise to meet him in the air. Stepping on the clouds and he will greet us. Oh, the joy together we share. And I'm gonna leave this world behind me, going where the devil cannot find me. I'm going higher, higher, higher. Stepping on the clouds. Past the moon, stars and the planets, and I'm gonna walk the Milky Way way. When old Gabriel gives a signal, I'm gonna leave for heaven to stay. Stepping on the clouds and we'll see Jesus rise to meet him in the air. Stepping on the clouds and he will greet us. Oh, the joy together we share. And I'm gonna leave this world behind me, going where the devil cannot find me. I'm going higher, 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 stepping on the clouds. Well, stepping on the clouds and we'll see Jesus rise to meet him in the air. Stepping on the clouds and he will greet us. Oh, the joy together we'll share. And I'm gonna leave this world behind me, going where the devil cannot find me. I'm going higher, higher, higher. I'm stepping on those clouds. I'm going higher, higher, higher. I'm stepping on those clouds.
Amen. I like that. Going where the devil cannot find me. Amen. It's all going to be done. The race, the burdens, the cares, the trials, the sin. Thank God. It's all going to be over. And we'll be at rest with him forevermore. I thank the Lord tonight. We were asked to do this, and we'll try to do it. We're kind of a little bit nervous. Just pray for us because our van's in the shop. That's not the nervous part. Our clothes was in the van because we live in the van. And, you know, and so I ran down there right at closing time. They let us go in and get our clothes, and I walked off without our songbook. And that's the nervous part, without the songbook. But, you know, thank God the Lord's not dependent on songbooks. Thank God for that. And we'll do this called My Treasures, My Treasures.
Father sent his son to earth to dwell with us. He laid aside his crown to die a pauper's death. He chose to buy us back when we had walked away in sin. And now he lives again to bring us to him. And there was nothing good in us. He saw that he would save us. His holiness too great, we could not measure up. He remembers we are dust. He knows our faults and failures. to bring us to Him. He said, these are my jewels, my greatest treasures, and I want them to be where I am, and they're my greatest pleasure. And when my kingdom comes, they'll stand arrayed, and my righteousness, trophies of grace, they will be, they're my treasures. So I'll rest in grace as I walk each day, and I will walk in mercy and truth along the way. And I can understand His mighty love has held me, but I can never brag, for truth will always say. He said, these are my jewels, my greatest treasures, and I want them to be where I am. They're my greatest pleasure. When my kingdom comes, they'll stand arrayed, and my righteousness, trophies of grace, they will be, they're my treasures. Oh, trophies of grace, they'll be, they're my treasures.
That song. You got one on your heart, Mom? I don't know what key it is.
Is it in key of C?
Or A flat?
A C? Flat?
I don't know.
You sing the lead on it.
Amen.
Let's see. Let's see what it does in C.
No. We were going to sing a song, but we can't remember the key, so we won't do that tonight.
Okay.
I don't want to strip a gear out right in front of the tape and everything and God seeing it all. That'd be awful, wouldn't it? But, you know, as we were singing that last song and we were talking last night how that, you know, I was asked, why do you say that it feels like home when you come here? And I said, because, you know, honestly, I was raised in a legalistic background. My dad wasn't that legalistic, but we ran with a bunch of preachers that were legalistic, and it seemed like the better you were, the more righteous you became. And that's just not how it works. But and when preacher would get up there and he'd say stuff like, hey, you know, you might as well go ahead and lie, because God said let every man be a liar. And I knew that he was right, because that's the truth of it. And that song that we just sang said that we're His treasures, and nothing that I could do to please Him. He was made righteousness, the righteousness of God. There's not a bit of righteousness I could add to it. Amen. Who do I think that I am to say I'm going to add a little bit more righteousness to God's righteousness? And so that's why I say it feels like coming home, because y'all know what I'm talking about. And we go a lot of places where people are, you know, striving and trying to make it. And they literally say, I hope I make it one of these days. And they've been in church for 25 years. But it ain't about me making it. He made it already. And I'm so thankful that when I came here as a little kid and then later when I was a teenager, you know, it got in, way down deep in, that He did it all. And I didn't have to try anymore. I didn't have to just feel bad because I hadn't lived up to expectations of somebody else, but that he said, you're accepted because he did it and he made me accepted. So I love the Lord tonight. And I don't know what we're doing, Brother Mike. If you've got something, I don't have a song on my heart, so just mind the Lord.
Can you sing this one? That sounds like home to me. That sounds like home to me. Can't do that one. Okay. All right, you pick one out.
How about this, too? I just want to thank you, Lord. This kind of goes along with what I was saying. I just want to thank you. He plays it.
He plays it. Okay.
Well, I just want to thank you, Lord, for every time you heard my prayer. I just want to thank you for always being there. And when I was so shout, I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, if I had 1,000 lives to live, I'd give them all for my Lord. He's been so good to that is the least I could afford. And he's made good times outnumber that. He's been the best friend that I've ever had. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you. I just want to thank you for always being there. And when I was so down and out, you came along and you made me want to shout. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Well, I appreciate that singing. That's good, ain't it? Well, before I preach, I want to take up an offering for them. I meant to do that Sunday morning, and Lord got to moving a little bit, and I forget it leaves now. But anyway, and so I heard today their van broke down and everything else, and I said, well, it's a fitting time then, ain't it? And so... I called over. I was afraid there wouldn't be many here tonight. Sometimes that's the way it is on Thursday. So I called over and I had Mr. and Ms. Green and said, write me a check. We'll get it one way or the other. And, but the Lord will take care of them. Amen. He will. I told Shirley, I said, you're to take a, you know, the Bible said in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let everything be established. And every time they come by here, the van breaks down. Looks like you'd take a hint. Well, you're just stay. See, I mean, that's what it says. But I don't know if they're good mechanics or not. We'll have to make a phone call, won't we? Who are y'all supposed to be Sunday? We'll call them too. Well, amen. I tell you what, if you have your Bibles, I want you. I've had a strange little thought on my mind all day long since this early this morning, and I want you to turn over to 2 Samuel, chapter 9, for a few minutes. I hope this will help you. It helped me. I read this the other day, and it's just a little thought that just kindly been, just stayed with me. I didn't really know what to do with it, and the Lord just kept working on it, especially throughout the day. So I'm going to try to preach just for a few minutes. Now, this is very familiar. This is about Mephibosheth. And I'm not really going to preach too much on Mephibosheth tonight, but I do want to read the account. The Bible said in 2 Samuel chapter 9 and verse 1, and David said, is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, and the king said unto him, art thou Ziba? And he said, thy servant is he. And the king said, Is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God unto him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan hath yet a son, which is lame on his feet. And the king said unto him, where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, behold, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, in Lodabar. Then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, from Lodabar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth, and he answered, behold thy servant. And David said unto him, fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the house of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. And he bowed himself and said, what is thy servant that thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am? Then the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, said unto him, I have given unto thy master's son all that pertaineth to Saul and to all his house. Thou therefore and thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him. Thou shalt bring in the fruits that thy master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread always at my table. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then said Ziba unto the king, according to all that my lord the king hath commanded his servant, so shall thy servant do. As for Mephibosheth, said the king, he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons. And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah, and all that dwelt in the house of Ziba were servants unto Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table and was lame on both of his feet. Now I want to talk to you just a little while about this, and you know probably a lot about this account.
we understand that the Bible said over in 1 Samuel chapter 15, I believe it is, when Saul had been out in war and he brought the spoils back, and there's a declaration made. It wasn't a curse made, but there's a declaration made. The Lord told him, he said, because you've rejected my word, I've rejected you from being king. And so that was taken away from the house of Saul. And all of that lineage, most of that lineage was killed off. But here, David is beginning, for Jonathan's sake, to look for somebody to show his kindness to.
Amen.
And I'm not going to preach on all of that tonight, but I've had a little strange thought on my mind. I want to preach on, is there any? And then in three little words in verse 2, and there was. Amen.
Amen.
Is there any? And there was.
Amen.
That's just been running through my heart all day long. I mean, here David was, and he's wanting to show his kindness to somebody, and he says, is there any? And there sure was. Amen. I believe if the spotlight was put on you tonight, you could say, the Lord looked down at me and said, is there any? And you'd say, and there was, thank God. Amen. I've been thinking about that all day long. Lord God, I thought about how that David just wanted to show his kindness for Jonathan's sake. But I believe God the Father wanted to show his kindness for Jesus' sake. I mean, I really do. And he said, is there any? Frank, I've been thinking, this is how I've been thinking about it. You reckon the Lord might have said like this? I wonder if there's a sailor up in Boston. Is there any up there that needs to get saved? And there was. Amen. I mean, is there any up there? And you know what happened, Frank? You can tell it. I mean, he come by exactly where you was at. Is there any? And there was, thank God. Every time and there was, there's a life change. That's what I want to look at here for a few minutes. Every time there was, there's a life change. There's a direction change. Business picked up, thank God. I was thinking about Elena. She said something the other night. I mean, you reckon the Lord might have said, I wonder if there's any 5-year-old little girls that I could take and save them by the grace of God and call them into the ministry and use them all the days of their life. And there was, thank God. God's still in the end. There was business. Willie, I wonder if he thought about this. I wonder if there's any 5-year-old little boys that I could drop off at a children's home and save them by the grace of God and put them in a prayer room most of the days of their life and let them pray for people. And there was, thank God. There was. Oh, it might not look like a pretty picture at first, but if we could just look back now and look at everything God's done. Reckon, I mean, I'm not here to glorify what anybody here has done. I'm talking about the kindness of God that He showed to you, and my God, and you are, and they was. Oh, Lord God, I kindly picture about, I was thinking about this, see, it kindly helps me. I was thinking about my testimony today. I was thinking about, see, most of y'all know it, but I got saved watching Billy Graham. Now, here was the problem with watching Billy Graham. If you'd go on, he's really the one, big influence in starting that Pray This Prayer After Me thing. Well, here I was about 7, almost 8 years old, lost, going to hell, knew I was lost, going to hell, under conviction. Didn't want to tell nobody. I'd been asking questions, but I didn't want to tell nobody. They wouldn't tell me. They just left me alone. When I say they, I'm mostly speaking to Mama. That's who they is. She is the one I was riding with. Mama, what's the unpardonable sin? I was coming off the hill over there where old Hayes and Reynolds was down through there when I really got under conviction. I mean, I was coming off the hill. We was in an old brown station wagon. I can remember my cousin Mark was in the front seat. I was in the back seat. And my cousin Mark said, I got saved last night. God help tore me all to pieces. That's when conviction set in on me. I don't know what, I mean, after all he said, I got saved last night. And that done it. We're coming off that hill, and I mean, the Lord really got to dealing with my heart over the next few weeks and everything like that. One night I was laying in the floor, supposed to be doing my homework, and I was laying there, and I was watching Billy Graham on TV, and Mom was supposed to be watching it, whatever, but I was doing homework, and anyway, it come down to the end of it, and he said, we're going to, everybody come down here that wants to get saved, we're going to tell you how to get saved. And about that time, they roll the credits. I'm thinking, I'm going to find out, and I ain't going to have to tell nobody. I ain't going to have... But Lord didn't let that happen. But here's what I want to say. I didn't really put this together at the time. When they took all that off of there, and they rolled the credits, and they thanked the guy who led the singing and all the producers and all that, and I'm thinking, I can't take this no more. And I turned around to Mom. I said, I need to get saved. And I don't know how. They ain't going to tell me. And she said, you're going to have to trust Jesus, son. And I thought, finally, something I could do. But I've thought about this a lot since then. Because I've looked back different times. And, you know, sometimes you'll see those crusades on TV and stuff like that. And I've looked back and I kind of catch it on there. And I think, I wonder if that's the one. I don't remember what he preached. I don't remember nothing, you know. I just knew I was lost going to hell. But at the end of them, you always watch all of that crowd come down there. You know, thousands come down there supposedly to get saved. And it's hit me today like this. All of those folks come down there and you think, well, the Lord's right in the midst of that. But I wonder if the Lord didn't say like something like this. I wonder if there's any out there in the valley. I wonder if there's a little 7 or 8 year old boy out there in Holston Valley. All this is going on over here, big to do. But I wonder if there's any out there. And there was, Frank. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And he said, all I really want to do is just show my kindness to them. Ain't you glad that the Holy Ghost, ain't you glad Ziba knew exactly where you was at. Amen. Amen. He knew exactly. Yeah, he said, yeah, I know. I know where one's at. Hey, you might be sitting here tonight and you don't think nobody in the world knows where you're at, but there's one that knows exactly where you're at. Amen. You think the big crowd's over here, that's all right. He knows where the one is at. Amen. He knows where that one is at. Can't you imagine? I preached this here a while back. The Bible said Jesus got in the way. This is what I think that actually means to me. I mean, my God, there's people that's hurting and needing help, and they're just going on about their business, but he'd just get right in their way. I believe one day, as he's going through the middle of town, maybe he said, I wonder if there's any women here that's got an issue of blood. Amen. And there was, thank God. I wonder if there's any here at this pool laying here. Been laying here for a long time. Maybe 38 years. Yeah. I mean, been laying here. Yeah. I wonder if there's any here. And there was. Yeah. He said, yeah. I'm going to say this. And there still is. Yeah. And he's still doing things about it. He's still looking. Bible said he come to seek and to save that which is lost. I remember here a while back, and because I think somebody, but I don't say too much about it. I don't want to embarrass him, but it helps me every little bit. I kept it. Luke sitting back there, and somebody posted the day he got saved on Facebook. I guess it was Mom or somewhere. Man, that helps me. Luke, you reckon the Lord said, I wonder if there's a little feller over here, his family's been on the mission field, He ain't in his home country, really don't know a lot about it. But I wonder if there's anybody over there. And there was.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And there was. Danny, reckon the Lord thought about it this way. I wonder if there's a daddy somewhere. Got a bunch of youngins. He's worried about them, wants them to get saved, and cries over them, prays over them.
Amen.
Needs to get them somewhere in the house of God.
Amen.
And there was.
Amen.
And there was.
Amen.
I mean, I feel like this going on and on. You reckon there's a... Reckon he's an 18-year-old girl over here in Carolinas, but I could bring over to the little children's home and let her spend her life over there and raising somebody else's youngin'. And there was. Well, let's go down to Florida, find one about 22 years old, and bring her up here and let her raise all the girls. Reckon there's anybody down there that do that? And there was. He just wants to show his kindness, Frank.
Amen. That's right.
Just on and on and on. I mean, the Lord's been good to us, hasn't he?
Amen. The
Lord's been kind to all of us.
Yeah.
He's shown his kindness to each and every one of us.
Amen. Amen.
I love what he done here. Now we'll go back to David and Mephibosheth just for a second. It ain't long till... What do you think David, I guess, thought about what Mephibosheth thought? I don't know if that's the right wording. What Mephibosheth thought. He's coming in a dangerous situation. Because that house is supposed to be dead. But the Holy Ghost comes and he's not wanting to hurt you. He don't want to hurt you. This king's different than the previous administration. This king is different than your daddy and your daddy's daddy. This king is different than any other king. He don't want to show you no harm. This king wants to bring you in. That's what I want to say. Mephibosheth was, you know, lame. But everything that happened to Mephibosheth, nothing was his fault. He inherited the curse, you might say, from Saul. His crippleness was the nurse's fault. Everything is just a downhill battle for Mephibosheth. But then all of a sudden, great God, the king gets involved. And this is what he wants to do. He wants to restore everything back. He wants to put it back the way it was. See, we all come before the king and we feel like just sinners. But not in the king's eyes. No, he wants to set you at the table and feed you like his own sons. That's scripture right there. He wants to treat you just like he treats Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. That's hard to receive, ain't it? The Father wants to be just as good to you and give you everything that he's given to Jesus.
Amen.
He wants, that's just hard to believe, ain't it? But it's true. He wants to rate you on the same plane as the Son of God. That's what Elena said over. See, I mean, it's not our righteousness. I'm going to heaven because I'm just as holy as he is. Because he made me that way.
Amen.
I'm going to heaven because I'm just as righteous as he is because he made me that way.
Amen.
He said, I want to feed you. I want to treat you. I want to be to you just like my own. I treat my own sons. You reckon there's anybody like that? That wants to be treated that way, that wants somebody, I believe there, and there is, and there was. I believe there's still people hungry for fellowship with the Father. I believe there's still people that wants to go with God. But it's like it's been said, they've been convinced, well, you got to be good and you got to do, your righteousness is plateaued. And the better you are, the more God can use you. Now, just forget that business and understand that it's a gift from God. It's just a pure gift. You get a whole lot more done off of the gift of God than you will be your own works. You can write those things off. I'll say this, you'll wake up in the morning with a different work on your mind if it's yours. We change our mind like we do our clothes.
Yes, sir.
You'll be today, I've got to get this done. And tomorrow you'll be, I've got to get this other thing done. And that's just the way we are. And you ain't going to change it, to be honest. But here the king was. And he said this, he said, I just want to bring you in. About every morning, I try to come over and sit and read and pray for a little bit. But this morning, I couldn't pray. I just felt like I couldn't pray. And I just laid my head on the table and I said, Lord, I don't feel like I can pray, but I want to tell you I love you. I want to tell you good morning. You know what happened, Frank? He showed up. I didn't say nothing else. So I don't know what else to tell you. All I can do is complain and bring problems to you and do all this, but I just want to tell you thank you.
Amen.
I love you. Thank you for letting me get up. It's about all I got. Everything else is troubles and trials. And all of a sudden, somebody else showed up in the room. Shoot. And there was. Oh, one of these days you're going to find yourself in a position where the Lord's looking for somebody just like you. You're going to be in, and there was. Hallelujah. I mean, you can about go through and preach the whole Bible like this. You reckon it's full of anybody full of hell and full of demons? Need some help? And there was. Reckon I got some disciples in the storm? And there was.
Amen.
Reckon there's some brokenhearted widow lady, lost her little boy, widow name? And there was. Reckon if somebody just needs some comfort. And there was. He's looking. I believe with all my heart, he's just looking for somebody to show himself kind to. Just to be good to you. Say, I ain't prayed. I didn't either, but he showed up anyway. Sit there and try to read and couldn't even read, just to be honest about it. Somebody said, you ought to get right with God. You ought to just talk to him. Find out he loves you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And there was. Amen. Well, I'm going to just quit here. I ain't going to get done. Lord God, I said, you can go through here and preach all of it. But I'm glad to find out that one day I was
Amen.
The and there was. It helps my heart.
Amen.
So I just want to be good to you. Scoot you up to my table. Treat you like my own sons. All of this past business will never be mentioned. Never be talked about again. We're just going to go ahead and fix it like it's supposed to be. You realize when God created everything and in the garden placed man and everything, that's the way he restores it back, the way it's supposed to be. Amen. Before you knew sin, before you knew condemnation, before you knew judgment. The devil didn't lie to them when he told them you'd know good and evil. He didn't lie. He didn't lie. They found it out. But it's better when they didn't know. So we have no comprehension of that, of not knowing good and evil. But the Lord just wants you to know the good. And to know the good, you're going to have to know God. Amen. You're going to have to know Him. Well, let's stand to our feet. I'm going to let you go here in a second. But I want to say this, and there was. Hallelujah. So I don't know why I've just had that running through my mind all day long. Sitting over on a backhoe trying to dig a hole and preach at the same time. Sometimes it's hard enough to preach or dig a hole, but to do them together, that's... As long as I ain't digging the whole preaching, I'm doing pretty good. Amen. All right.